Okay, let's get cracked. Today we are continuing to learn the third parak of Maseches Shavuos. Today we're going to be learning parak Gimel Mishnah Hey and parak Gimel Mishnah Vav. By way of introduction, the first two Mishnayos, it's important for us to note the halacha that generally speaking, a person is not allowed to remove stones from his field during the Shemitah year because doing so improves the field, just like plowing isn't allowed because plowing improves the field. So too, removing stones cannot be done because that is improving the field and getting it ready for planting during the Shemitah year, which is not allowed. However, what is allowed, though, is if the reason why you're removing stones is for permitted reasons, is because you want the stone. You're making a marble countertops in your house and you want the stones, or whatever, for whatever reason, you want the stones. So to take the stones because you want the stones, that's certainly allowed, as long as you're not doing it for the purpose of preparing the field for planting. However, that being said, even though generally removing the stones is permitted if you just want the stones themselves, the Rabban and the rabbis came along and said, because of Maris Ayin, because we're concerned that other people are going to see you're removing stones, they're going to think that you're allowed to remove stones, they're going to think that you're preparing your field for planting during Shemitah. So because of Maris Ayin, the halacha is that really it's always usur to remove stones mid-Rabbanon on a rabbinic level during Shemitah, unless whatever you're doing, the removal of the stones, is 100% clearly being done for your own ultimate purposes, that is not planting. So as long as it's clear, 1,000% clear from anyone who would watch, that the removal of the stones is for the stones themselves and not for the field, then you would be allowed to do that. So with that information in mind, let's begin. Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Lo yiftach adam machtsev batchila lesoch sadehu. A person's not allowed to remove a quarry. A machtsev is a quarry, which is like a mass of solid rock that people would have under their ground. They were lucky if they had this quarry, the machtsev, under their ground, then people would use that again to cut stones for various purposes, for various needs. So the Mishnah says that a person is not allowed to remove an exposed machtsev from his field, that if you have, you know, a little bit, certainly if it's all the way underground, you certainly can't remove it, because then it looks like the reason why you are removing this quarry is so that you can plant in the field, which you certainly can't do. But says the Mishnah, you're not even allowed to remove it if it's a little bit exposed, unless ad shehu bo shalosh merubios, unless it is at least three blocks that are exposed. Shein shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosh. It has to be 3 by 3 by 3. The three blocks have to be three amos wide, three amos tall, and three amos thick. And if you have the 3 by 3 by 3, then you're allowed to remove it because it's exposed. Because again, if you see that if a person sees that this is a quarry, this isn't just a few stones, this is a real quarry, then people will think that will realize that the reason why you're removing it is because it's a quarry, because you want the stones themselves. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, Shi'uron Esrim B'Sheva Avanim, the general measurement of such a quarry would be 27 stones. So the first Mishnah teaches us that you're only allowed to remove a quarry, this big mass of solid stone, from your ground if much of it, if at least 3 by 3 by 3 of the stones, of the blocks, are exposed, are open to the ground so that people can see that you're not just removing something so that you can plant, but you're removing something so that you can have those stones for your own purposes. Again, quarries were typically used for people to cut for their own purposes for the stones. Continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Gader sheyesh bo eser avanim shel masoy shnayim shtem. Let's say you have a big fence, and the fence is made of stones, and the fence is made of 10 stones, then the stones are so big that two people can carry each stone. You can't even have one person, they're so big that you need at least two people to carry them. It says, the Mishnah Hari Elu Yina Telu. Then, under those circumstances, you're allowed to remove the stones, to take the stones, because then, as the Bartanura explains, it's clear that you are taking the stones that because you actually want the stones, right? If it's smaller, then we'll think, okay, you just want to be able to plant it. But if you're really dismantling such a massive fence that's so big, then the assumption is that you would only do that because you want the stones, not to plant a little bit. And the Mishnah says, Shir Gadur Asara Tvach. But it also has to be that the fence is at least 10 Tvach. So it has to be at least 10 Tvachim. It has to have at least 10 stones. And each stone should be big enough that it typically would be carried by at least two people. Says the Mishnah, Pachos Mikan, but if you have less than any of these, either it's less than 10 tefachim, or it's less than 10 stones, or only one person would need to carry each stone, and so on and so forth, then Mechatzev, then the halacha is, then it's like a regular quarry, and like we learned in the previous Mishnah, you're not allowed to remove a regular Mechatzev, a regular quarry, unless it is exposed, and people can see how large it really is. V'gomimo ad pachos meha'aretz tefach, and then you would only be allowed to cut down this fence until you get at least a tefach from the ground. You'd have to leave a tefach from between of fence on the ground, because if there's a tefach there, then it would no longer be something that can be planted, right? If it's a tefach from the ground, then it is not able to be planted, which is fine. Continues the Mishnah. Bima Dvarim Emurim. When is this so? When is what so? So there were two halachos that we learned so far when it comes to quarries. Halacha number one is that quarries can only be removed from the ground during Shemitah when they're already exposed, when it's clear to anyone looking, this is a quarry, you have a 3x3x3, three tall, three wide, and three thick of the block is exposed, and therefore you can use them, you can remove them, and that is fine. That's halacha number one that we learned in the previous Mishnah. Halacha number two that we learned in this Mishnah is that if you have a stone fence, then the only way that you're allowed to remove the stone fence is, number one, if it's 10 stones, number two, if each stone needs to be carried by at least two people, and number three, it has to be at least 10 tefachim. So in these halachos, when is this so that you're only allowed to remove the stone fence or the quarry under these limited circumstances? Mitoch shelo, says the Mishnah, when it is your quarry or your field, when it's your fence or when it's yours that you're talking about, that you're taking the stones off of your property. Av mitoch shel chavero. But if it's someone else's property, Masha who wrote to Yidl, he can take whatever he wants. Because if it's someone else's property, no one's going to think, oh, he's moving those stones to plant the guy's field. It's not his field. So obviously, he could remove the quarry, he could remove the stones from the fence, and people will know that the only reason why he's doing that is because he wants the stones. Because again, it's not his field to plant, so there's no Maris Ayin concern. No one's concerned that maybe he's going to be removing the stones to plant on someone else's field. Continues the Mishnah, b'med devarim emurim. And when is this also the case, that all of these halachos apply even on his own field, where the halacha might apply? Bizman shelo hizchilbo me'erev shvius. In a situation where he didn't begin start collecting the stones on Erev Shvius. If he only started collecting them on Shvius itself during Shemitah, then he's not allowed to remove any of the stones on Shemitah if it's his field. Avalim Hischelbo me Erev Shvius, but if he started removing the stones from before Shemitah, from the sixth year, then Mashu Rotza Notel, then even if it's his own field, then he can take whatever he wants. He can remove any stones that he wants, and there's no Maris Ayin concern, because once again, he started removing them for the purposes of the stones before Shemitah began. Quick review, Perikil Mishnah taught us that when it comes to a quarry, when it comes to a massive solid rock under the ground, you're allowed to remove it from the ground as long as 3x3x3, as long as you have these three solid blocks of stone that are exposed, that are clear, anyone can see them. And then we assume that if you have these 3x3x3 blocks in the ground, then people will know that it's a quarry and that you're removing them for the purposes of the stone and not for the purposes of planting in the field during Shemitah. And then Parakil Mishnah Vav taught us the case of the fence that has 10 stones, that we said that if it has 10 stones and each stone can carry by two people and it's at least 10 tefachim and it's a fence, then we say that you would be allowed to remove the stones then, because it's clear that the only reason why you would dismantle such a big, large fence is because you actually need those stones. However, if it's not any of these things, if it's less than 10 stones, if it's less than two people that need to carry each stone, and if it's less than 10 tefachim, then you would not be allowed to remove it, and you would have to leave at least one tefach of stone on the ground so that no one says that you can't plant, and no one will think that you planted. And then the Mishnah just clarified both of these halachos when it comes to removing stones from a field, and the Mishnah said that if it's your own field, then that's when you're not allowed to remove any of these stones, the quarries, the stone fence, and so on. But if it is someone else's field, then certainly you can, because again, no one's going to be concerned that you're trying to make someone else's field ready for being planted in the Shemitah year. And then the last clarification is that when is it so that on your own field you're not allowed to remove it, or you're not allowed to remove stones if you started on Shemitah itself? But if you began removing the stones from the sixth, from before Shemitah, then you would be allowed to remove whatever stones you want. Have a great day.